firstly, I'm just delighted to be back playing with Rovers again. It was a long few months, obviously, being out with injury. So I was just dying to get back on the pitch with the girls. And I think the draw that we got there at the weekend was probably a build-up over good performances or putting in good spells over the last few weeks. So I do think we deserved a draw against Sham Saturday, and it probably came at a good time as well.
I remember when you joined the inaugural Rovers team a couple of seasons ago, you did say to us, if I can stay fit, I can contribute. Is it the same old injury that's still rearing up now and again?
No, unfortunately, this was just a different injury that just bad time and bad things that just happened, I guess. So it's not the usual ankle injury that's kept me out the last couple of seasons, but we're back now anyways and getting fit again, and hopefully can contribute to something on Sunday against Athlone.
And back just in time for an FAI Cup semi-final.
Yeah, it's exciting, yeah. Second one in a row for Sligo Rovers, so it's going to be an exciting weekend, and hopefully we can do one better this year and get a win out of it against Athlone, who beat us here last year.
I know the league hasn't been a happy hunting ground so far, but it doesn't seem to have damaged morale too much, or has it? You've made the last four of the Premier Cup competition.
Yeah, it's tough, obviously. We're not where we wanted to be. If we said at the start of the season we were going to be at the bottom of the table at this stage, we would have been obviously very disappointed. We just got hit during the season with a lot of injuries, that didn't go our way. Obviously we had a few players that left and went to different clubs. We lost some experience along the way, so it is tough. It's definitely tough to get yourself going every week and get back out there and playing. It was tough for me, obviously, watching the games as well. Like, I couldn't do anything to contribute or help. So I do think the last couple of weeks we've put in some good performances. Obviously, we got the win against the Allure in the quarterfinal. We beat Terenure before that. So, you know, the string of good plays are coming at the right time, and obviously getting the draw there against Shamrock Rovers at the weekend definitely boosted morale going into this week, and there's a lovely little buzz around the place in the showgrounds throughout training the last few nights.
Without giving away any team tactics, what will the approach be for you and your teammates on Sunday? Is it about containing a very talented Athlone Town side and then see can you frustrate and ultimately upset them?
Yeah, well, obviously Athlone are top of the table for a reason, and unfortunately we're at the other end, down the bottom. So firstly, we'll give them the respect that they deserve, and for us it's about hard work. We have to outplay them in that field. Firstly, for us, that's our ground, that's our basics as us for Sligo Rovers. Our hard work is the best thing that we have as a team, so we need to get that on point on Sunday against Athlone. We need to be the harder working team on the day. And obviously, as you said, frustrate them as well. Try and pinpoint areas where we can frustrate them, and then areas where we're strong, and look to play on them cards more so than anything else.
To finish, I look at the Sligo Rovers squad on paper and I say to myself, this looks a decent team. Now, I know you've lost key players, Emma Doherty to Galway, Yvonne Hedigan's attempted return didn't work out injury-wise, she's been plagued, and Zoe and Kelly going back up north, etc., Jodie Lockery doing the cruciate. But it looks a young, exciting selection of players. Is it just about patience and time with this current squad? Or what's your read on it as someone who has been around there for a good few seasons now?
Yeah, I think you're probably right there. It is a young squad. If you look at us compared to other teams in the league, we're definitely one of the youngest squad. But also, as you mentioned there, we lost five key players for us this season, all who are in their mid-20s and who have lots of experience throughout the Irish League and playing up north, and also international call-ups. So losing five key players in one season is going to be tough for any team, like any team at all in the league. So for us, we do have a really young squad. It's about patience, as you said. It's about working on our positives, working on our strong points, and just see what happens on Sunday. But for now, it's definitely patience. It's a building team all the time. It's obviously our third year in the league. Would we have liked to have been much further up the table? Absolutely. Like, if you looked at us at the start of the season on paper, I definitely thought we'd be middle of the table, maybe. That's what I was hoping for in my head, if not higher again. But look, we're in a cup semi-final now on Sunday, and that has definitely kept morale high for the last few weeks. And obviously, if you get a win on Sunday, you have a big 4 weeks ahead of you before the final.
To finish, you played in an FAI Cup final once upon a time. What would it mean to play in one with Sligo Rovers?
Yeah, it would obviously mean everything, playing with your hometown in a cup final. I was lucky enough to play in a few with Castlebar and Wexford Utes, and got to win it as well in the Viva. So it's obviously in Tallaght Stadium now, which is also huge. Of course, where we played Shamrock Rovers last Saturday, so we know what the pitch is like. But it would be massive for me, for all the Sligo girls, for everyone on the team, and for the club as well. It'll be just a great lift for the club, especially after a season that has really not gone to plan for us, I suppose, in terms of where we are in the table. It would be huge for us to get to a cup final, so fingers crossed everything works out for us on Sunday.
Right, this is Sligo Rovers manager Tommy Hewitt. And Tommy, well, let's talk about this Sunday first of all. For the second season in a row, Rovers are in the last four of the cup, and however you slice that, that's quite the occasion.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, as you alluded to last year, the semi-final as well, and that would have been new to them, and up against the same opponents in Athlone. And this year, I suppose you couldn't write it, like, it's scripted. Obviously, my old club coming into a semi-final, a lot of girls would have played in the semi-final, so you'd imagine it'd be a great experience, but they'd be gaining and learning from that experience. But it's going to be a fantastic occasion here on Sunday, so yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
You probably signed and nurtured some of the players you'll be playing against. Is that a strange feeling, being on the touchline of the opponents?
Yeah, look, to be honest with you, I won't lie, I'm only human, because I had that kind of emotional attachment with the club, and I had it with them players. 90% of them would have been players that I brought through and brought into Athlone ladies team. So yeah, we've played them twice already this season, so them kind of emotions are gone. My focus now is on trying to beat them on Sunday.
Well, let's talk about the team you're managing currently, Sligo Rovers. When we look at the records to date, Tommy, we see Sligo Rovers at the foot of the Premier Division table, can't buy a win for love nor money, just three draws, and yet here they are in the last four of the Premier Cup competition. How has that happened?
Yeah, I suppose with a big intake of breath there. Look, the season hasn't gone the way I would have liked it in terms of results, but performances have been very, very good without getting the rub of the green at times. And I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, injuries and all that or losing players, but that is the reality because we're such a young squad. You know, some games we were unlucky and we probably could have got that result, but you know, I think you said we've actually four draws, and I think that's important because of last weekend was massively important. But in terms of how we get to the cup semi-final, the team that we played in the first round up here in Sligo, and we beat them, and then great performance against the LR, so it's really only two games we played. And I always say, I think it was Riley Collins, I said, you don't have to be a great team to get, you know, to win a cup, you just have to be a lucky team. And you know, we certainly have got that in the last two cup games.
You haven't had much luck this season in terms of the players who you've lost out. Jodie Lockery did her cruciate. Yvonne Hedigan has had a well-publicised injury. She tried to come back. It didn't work out. Galway United came in for one of your best finishers, Emma Doherty. You know, this is part of being a manager. This is part of League of Ireland life, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and you know, one thing I've learned this year is if you're trying to convince players to stay here, well, then you're probably better off letting them go. And look, Emma, in fairness to her, was a massive servant for Sligo for 2 years. And I suppose when I spoke to her initially, she was really kind of hesitant. She wanted to go. She wanted to make that move. And, you know, best of luck to Emma. And that's the way it is. You're bottom of the table. She didn't probably see that she was going to progress her career with us. Yes, look, Yvonne as well. The same thing with Yvonne. And we obviously lost the two girls that went back up the north, Kelly and Zoe, which were two big blows for us as well. But I did allude to it during the year that them girls really were injured for the best part of the year anyway. And I'm not saying absolutely if we have them in our team, they're way better. But the big thing for me was losing Emma Hansberry, who has that experience, the knowledge of the league, and has won things with Wexford, you know, got to cup finals with Castlebar and Wexford. Well, we've only seen it over the last number of weeks when Emma's come back in around the place training and playing, how steady we've got. And, you know, so that's a big plus, but it was also a big blow. And at the time, I didn't really think it was going to be as big a blow as it was. But
well, on that point, I think Emma Hansberry's first start since July was last weekend against Shamrock Rovers, and you go to Tala and draw 1-1. You can't beat experience.
Listen, definitely in the women's league, and experience is so crucial. Speaking to all the other managers, I know myself from the Athlone time, we got in a few experienced players to help that team. Yeah, you're right. It's probably no coincidence that we did get that draw, and Emma played, I think it was 70 minutes, which was fantastic, and hopefully she'll play a big part here on Sunday.
And is that all you're missing on one level, Tommy? Because this is a very young, exciting Sligo Rovers team. Anna McDaniel is a real talent in so many sporting codes. You've got Kiva Flynn there, the Cara Kings, and there's five or six others you could probably mention to me. If you could supplant that with one or two or three experienced heads who can stay fit, is that the missing ingredient?
Absolutely. That's like you hit the nail on the head. That's our league is all about blending the youth with the experience. Once you have them experienced, because in fairness to these young players up here, and that's one thing I've said, I think I said in an interview there during the week, we'd probably have the best under 19 team in the country, but they're all playing senior football, which is great for the club and it's great for the future of the club. But without them experienced players, they probably won't just get to that next level in terms of a team. As individuals they will, but as a team they need that experience and it's vital. And look, the club know that, I know that. And I don't want to start blowing my own trumpet. I've been in this situation and I've done it and I know what it takes. But it also, I'm a realist as well, and I understand that a lot of other stuff can really hinder that.
Athlone Town are the cup holders. They are league contenders at the moment. On paper, everything points to a win for the visitors on Sunday. But this is, as you alluded to earlier, cup football. And there is that unpredictability factor. How can Sligo Rovers harness that this weekend?
Yeah, look, no, again, I said I'm a realist. Athlone are a better team than us. They're where they are because they're a better team than everybody in the league. Look, we'll have to create history on two fronts. First of all, we have to beat Athlone for the first time in Sligo Rovers women's history, senior level. And secondly, to get to a final. So that's two pieces of history we have to create here on Sunday. And the girls are aware of that. And the big thing for me as a manager through the season, we haven't put back-to-back performances, good performances together, which is probably the most disappointing thing when I really look back on the season. You know, we went to Shelburne first game of the season, drew nil all, and everybody then was expecting. We played Galway, which we did play well against Galway, but we didn't get any wins. So that's the challenge I've set the girls this weekend. I don't want us to come off that pitch on Sunday with any regrets. If Athlone beat us, I want them to come up here and earn it. And if we beat Athlone, well, then we've certainly earned it.